96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. In just a few days, Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN will shut down, unless donors save it. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin Eye is a nonprofit organization that provides access to state government. They cover the Assembly, the Senate, the Executive Branch, the Supreme Court, the DNR, the State Health Department, all kinds of things. If you want to watch state leaders, you can go in person to the Capitol or you can watch Wisconsin Eye. Their whole mission is to ensure everyone can see what their representatives are doing in government. President and CEO John Henkes told WISN's Upfront, donations have dried up simply because there are so many things to donate to these days.
You go anywhere from Madison to Milwaukee to Green Bay, La Crosse, Racine, there are multiple campaigns for local causes, very good programs that serve those communities. But when you throw tens of millions of dollars statewide into these community-based projects, Wisconsin Eye is not first in line.
Henkes has been warning of a funding gap for months, and now staff say if nothing changes, they'll have to shut down. That would mean there's no way for Wisconsinites to watch the legislature, and all the archives will disappear. Those archives are huge. WISI started 18 years ago, so they've got more than 30,000 hours of video that would vanish if they don't get enough cash to keep going. In the last state budget, lawmakers set aside $10 million for Wisconsin Eye, but it has to be matching funds. So the way it's currently written, Wisconsin Eye has to fundraise in order to qualify for matching funds next summer.
So if we only succeeded in raising $4 million, there would still be a $4 million match.
They say it'll cost almost $900,000 to keep the service going for 1 year. If they don't get that money, they'll shut down on Monday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin due to persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern pipeline distribution system, coupled with high demand from severe winter weather for residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane. The energy emergency will allow for the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. The executive order will provide a waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation aimed at allowing state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts. The Community Assent for Refugee Entry Act, or CARE Act, was first introduced in 2023 after 75 refugees were resettled in the Chippewa Valley by the nonprofit World Relief. Some residents pushed back against the effort at the time, but the ultimate decision for approval wasn't under local jurisdiction. World Relief officials assured local residents the vetting process for the refugees was vigorous, spanning between 18 months to 3 years, and requiring final approval from the Department of State. The organization also provides assistance to the refugees with employment and education. If passed into law, the proposed legislation would allow state and local governments to block federal refugee resettlement efforts in their jurisdictions through a formal disapproval process. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for premium rebates on crop insurance. The application period will be open until January 30th or until the program funding is gone. Farmers who planted cover crops on their land in 2025 can receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2026 crop insurance premium. Up to 160,000 acres or $800,000 worth of coverage is available on a first-come, first-serve basis. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched Be Well Informed, an online tool that can help private well owners understand their drinking water lab test results. The tool is tailored to Wisconsin's drinking water environment and includes current water guidelines and standards. There are also resources available to help private well owners make informed decisions about the results. Wisconsin has over 800,000 private wells that serve about one quarter of the state's population. While most private water wells in Wisconsin provide safe drinking water, some may become contaminated with bacteria and other contaminants that can affect health. To design a Wisconsin version of the tool, the DNR partnered with the UW-Madison, Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and UW-Madison Division of Extension. Well owners can enter the test results provided by a certified laboratory, and the tool will generate a report that explains the results and provides resources for any recommended next steps. The DNR recommends that private well owners test their water at least annually, and whenever there is a change in the taste, odor, or color of the water. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together, but it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy with a few snow showers this morning and then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Temperatures in the low 20s and then falling into the teens late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 3 below 0 for a low. Tomorrow, a little sunshine in the morning, then some light snow later in the day with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.